USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect in a shooting at a North Texas high school is out on bond. Timothy Simpkins did not say a word after he was released from a jail in Fort Worth this afternoon. Arlington police say the 18-year-old pulled the gun yesterday inside Timberview High School, west of Dallas. A teacher and a 15-year-old were struck by bullets and are hospitalized. Two other injuries were also reported. Simpkins' family says bullying was a factor in the shooting and have apologized for the violence. He's accused of aggravated assault. President Biden back in Washington, D.C. after making a pitch to get American workers vaccinated. Biden visiting a factory in the Chicago area to promote his COVID-19 vaccine mandate that applies to companies with 100 or more employees. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a playdate with my granddaughter.
Nana! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's reached a deal with Republicans to defer a shutdown over the debt ceiling until December in the face of mounting concerns over a possible government default. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, speaking on the Senate floor.
The pathway our Democratic colleagues have accepted will spare the American people any near-term crisis while definitively resolving the majority's excuse that they lacked time to address the debt limit through the 304 reconciliation process.
Over a dozen former NBA players are in custody across the country for allegedly being involved in a health insurance fraud scheme. Audrey Strauss, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, says agents use travel records, email, and GPS to break up the scheme, which started back in 2017. Former New Jersey Nets player Terrence Williams was the alleged ringleader of the whole ordeal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Memphis police are addressing a vandalized billboard near the location where an officer was killed last week.
A Memphis police officer was killed Saturday morning when he was hit by an 18-wheeler while investigating another crash. 34-year-old officer Darrell Adams was at the scene of a crash on I-40 westbound near North Watkins when the 18-wheeler struck him. Near that location recently, vandals defaced a Geico insurance billboard to read, "Defund the police. See how many lives could be saved." President of the Memphis Police Association, Lieutenant Essica Cage Rosario, tells Fox News the police are valued by Memphis residents.
This group, they clearly took over someone else's billboard and committed an act of vandalism. The citizens of Memphis overwhelmingly support police and fire here. Recently, they passed a referendum and voted for themselves the tax increase to restore our benefits.
With over 2,600 employees, the Memphis PD annual budget is $273 million. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Microsoft is celebrating the 20th anniversary of the original Xbox system with a new controller. The company is offering the new $70 controller for pre-order starting today. The design is a nod to the original system that was released in 2021. It features neon green highlights, a translucent plastic shell, and is adorned with the original logo. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.